Do you believe in capitalism? Do you know what capitalism is? Do you understand how this very special way of life works? You and I really should know everything there is to know about this great system of belief and lifestyle, for it is under attack, severe attack, in America and around the world, as perhaps never before. If you really understand what capitalism is, I dare say you would be inclined to think most favorably of it, and you would defend it against the socialistic and Marxist attacks against it. You would want, as the old saying goes, to use it and defend it before you lose it. The essential tenet of capitalism is the private ownership of goods and services. Those capital goods and services are owned by private individuals or by corporate entities. They are not owned or controlled by government, by any government, federal, state, or local. The goods and services which we enjoy as Americans and often take for granted are originated, developed, manufactured, and marketed by entrepreneurs. The owners are businessmen and women who develop ideas and then, with hard work and perseverance, turn those ideas into reality. These private persons or corporations manufacture these goods and provide these services so that they produce economic value for the user and the buyer and for the owning entrepreneur as well, all three. These creators, these innovators, are free to market the goods and services which are the products of their ideas without undue government interference or restraint. You can essentially do as you wish, with, of course, some exceptions. It is economic freedom at its very best. And that really is the essence of capitalism. Following your dreams, working to make them happen, knowing that in America there will always be opportunity, economic opportunity, to do what you want and what you think is right. Capitalism is the stuff, the substance of the American dream, the American dream. Capitalism further allows and encourages investments, financial investments. Those investments are made by private individuals and corporate entities, and they make the decisions. These private entrepreneurs, personal and corporate, are the decision makers, and that's key. Not government, not social entities, not nonprofit corporations, not reformers and complainers, much less socialists, but doers. Doers. People and corporations which really make things happen. The essential difference between controlling government and individuals determined to exploit opportunity is that decision makers do and governments attempt to tell decision makers what to do. Government in so many ways is not productive. Produces really nothing in the way of capital goods and services, and often destroys the first fruits of those who do. Capitalism wages constant battle against government control. The system at work chafes at bureaucratic interference, the negative and suffocating effect of regulations, and most importantly, the endless series of taxations which inevitably accompany creative and fruitful production and creation. Government carefully follows the productivity of entrepreneurs, ready to tax and control at every hand. Entrepreneurs resist that, and the economic battle for freedom and control rages everywhere. Capitalism thrives on a free market. The more good business can be done in America and the world over, the better for business. The free market produces one of the key elements of capitalism, namely competition. Competition. Nothing makes things better than competition. Competition demands the highest standards, and always with the opportunity to build, as the old saying goes, a better mousetrap, in fact, a challenge to do so. The better the product or service, the better the price. Capitalism prices according to value, real value, to the buyer and seller. Entrepreneurs decide how much to produce and how to produce it. They make decisions with respect to distribution, marketing, branding, and the timing, the places, and the choice of personnel to sell these well-produced goods and services. Capitalism done right, my fellow Americans, implemented well, is the lifestyle and economic fulfillment of the American constitutional promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Capitalism is in many ways the fullest expression of our constitutional hopes and freedoms, which are promised to every citizen. Done right, and that's the key. Capitalism is the way and the means to the fulfillment of the American dream. I repeat that, because that's so critical, and all of us, all Americans, have that American dream. Capitalism also provides better jobs, better employment. Capitalism at work allows employees to grow and prosper and compete. Capitalism produces wealth, although at times that wealth can be improperly exploited, but done right, it creates the opportunity this wealth does for all who wish to grow and provide good and better lives for their families and live a better life themselves. Capitalism at work can often create an imbalance, yes it can, and at times even an inequity, yes to be sure, but again, done and implemented fairly and right, it rewards ingenuity, ideation, and most importantly, hard work, very hard work. The diligence and perseverance of entrepreneurs is the very stuff, the substance of the exceptional American lifestyle. It produces constant economic motion and motivation. It is always at work. It allows you and me in America to live the finest lifestyle ever in the history of mankind. It is a way of life, done right, which should be applauded on the one hand and mightily defended on the other. Would that all Americans, and especially the young, the millennials, those now of so-called Generation Z, oh, that they would understand capitalism, to really understand it, to watch it at work, would be to appreciate all that it is, and to wish to be a part of this way of life and make sure it's done right. Like no other today, so often capitalism is taken for granted or misunderstood, often terribly misunderstood, or under attack by those who do not wish to work and work hard and compete with others for a better way of life. But this good way of life, this often brilliant economic system of capitalism, is constantly under attack. And its major antagonist is socialism. You know, socialism, radical socialism, that governmental system, that way of life which in its simplest terms seeks to replace private ownership and enterprise with government and the control of capital goods and services, get them away from individuals and give them to government. The decision-making for investments and pricing with government, keep it there. And the end of the free market and free trade with government control. That is the objective of the socialist. Socialism seeks to level out. Socialism has its own definition of equality. It seeks to flatten, bring down the entrepreneur and its class, and especially the wealthy one, and build up, very seldom because of merit, the one below. Socialism takes away opportunity, so much opportunity. In so many ways, socialism at work tells you what you can and can't do, how much money you can and can't make. It will do so through punitive legislation, or perhaps worse, suffocating regulations, and perhaps above all, taxes. Taxation at work, everywhere, and on virtually everything. Somehow, those who have never done find a way to get control, governmental control, and those who have never done tell those who do what to do and how to do it. And when that happens, like the deep state in America, that controlling deep state, that is the beginning of the end of capitalism, or in another way to say it, economic opportunity or economic freedom. And the absolute end of the entrepreneurial American dream. Of course there can be a benign socialism. It can perhaps allow for a modicum of capitalism or individual opportunity. But socialism so often turns progressive. It increases, it enlarges itself and its control. It is never satisfied with some control, but the control of everything. It becomes progressive, all-encompassing, even radical. A highly progressive socialism, like the Bernie Sanders kind, becomes ever more like a dictatorship, perhaps very much akin to what happened in Germany in the 1930s, or Russia under Stalin. Legislative bodies were symbolic. Democracy and the voice of the people were extinguished. The rule of one or a few, an oligarchy, soon became the norm, and freedoms, especially economic freedoms, were extinguished. Socialism in any form, but especially progressive and radical, is the end of a free and opportunistic society. It forces hard-working men and women to work for others. It requires entrepreneurs to toe the party line and essentially do what they are told. Socialism, especially the radical kind, like Marxism, kills off democracy and eventually controls everything. My fellow Americans, an extreme and radical socialism would destroy, utterly destroy, the America we know and love, and with it, the economic freedoms we enjoy or take for granted. And it would destroy the entrepreneurial opportunities which make our country and our lifestyles great. Don't let it happen. And now, Constitutional Americans, comes Bernie Sanders, Senator from Vermont. You knew about him in 2015 and 2016. He almost won the Democratic nomination for president. Sanders is an open, avowed, and hardline socialist, a progressive, even a radical one. He advocates government control of economics, industry, and essentially all things economic. He urges universal Medicare and Medicaid for all. Sanders and others like him want government, federal, state, and local, to guarantee a job, guarantee an income for everyone. Everyone. No matter their capability or willingness to work, or their experience, or their expertise. These guarantees, if ever enacted, would cost trillions, with a T, trillions of dollars, and virtually bankrupt America, destroy its economic systems, and utterly destroy economic opportunity and the American dream. Please don't ever forget that. Especially as you watch young people, the right kind of young people, working hard to achieve their dreams and make something of themselves. And Senators Booker and Gillibrand and Harris and any number of other Democratic candidates, I think there are 22 now, candidates for president, the 22 of them, they would do pretty much the same. Whew. Scary stuff coming from this once great Democratic Party. It has veered left, the Democrats have, hard left, progressive, radical, socialistic left, and determined on instituting socialism and the replacement, if not the destruction, of capitalism. This great country of ours has never had any experience living under the suffocating control of socialism. We, the so-called silent generation, that's us old folk, and the baby boomers, and even some of those who have come thereafter, simply take capitalism for granted. We take opportunity and economic freedom as well for granted. We never thought the day would ever come when we would have to defend capitalism against socialism. But guess what? It has. It's here. It's now. It's Democrat. We believe that economic opportunity, we did, us old-timers, that it was forever, that it was inviolable, constitutionally guaranteed, but we were wrong. The American way of life, its economic way of life, is under attack as never before. Socialism not only exists, but is the driving force. It's preached and taught in academia and in Hollywood, and by the media, and by unions, and by so many other million and multi-millionaires. Isn't that an irony indeed? Capitalism is under attack, and some form or ideal of socialism is the ultimate goal. It's the ultimate goal. And they want it now. They don't want to wait. Americans today live not knowing what socialism really is like. An economic and a social equality sounds good, doesn't it? And they think without understanding in any way the ramifications and the repercussions of such a way of life. And so a Bernie Sanders becomes popular, the elderly spokesperson for a radical change in traditional and entrepreneurial America. The young, the millennials, and beyond think it is cool to be more socialistic, to be sensitive to a new kind of equality, even as they work, and the vast majority do work and work hard and productively to build a better life. How can they have that kind of motivation and still think socialism is cool? So many do not realize what a progressive, radical candidate, much less a president like Bernie Sanders, who is deeply socialistic and radical, would do to the America we now know and love. Those who believe in this system and these types of candidates would never, ever have the way of life, the freedoms we now enjoy. We, the elderly, the true and traditional Americans, we now enjoy. And they seem blind to those possibilities. No matter, there is little or no dialogue regarding these issues. There is rancor, argumentation, misinformation, and anger. There is deep, impassable divisions between us, we the people. There is an attempt, perhaps on both sides, to shut down the dialogue, to prevent freedom of speech and exposing error or arguing. I'm right, you're wrong. There is really no discussion of points of view different, and debate is long gone. To disagree makes one the enemy. Hateful, you know that current buzzword, hate and hateful, and the words of that adversary are simply labeled hate speech. America is built and sustained on the First Amendment. The First Amendment, free speech, freedom of speech, and other critical freedoms, of course. And they are slowly, especially speech, being controlled, regulated, and eroded, and soon, some of them, to be extinguished. And we the people let that happen when we should aggressively stand against such controls, the first fruits of socialism, and protect and defend the America we know and love and its way of life. We cannot allow a Sanders, a Harris, a Booker, a Gillibrand, or any other such candidate to radically and socialistically change the America we know and love, and with that change, destroy the American dream. Don't you have that? Don't you want to get ahead? Don't you want a better life? Aren't you willing to work for that? Could well be gone if we elect a socialistic president. So I urge you as a fellow American to study, to really study, to completely understand capitalism, all that it is, and all that it offers. Anything can be abused, but this economic system, this way of life, is absolutely the best, in my opinion. I bet it's the best in yours, too. It is the maximum economic freedom without which no freedoms of any kind can exist. If the so-called average American does not understand capitalism, how it works, and what it means, it will be the end of this great system and so much of America. At the same time, every American should understand socialism. Always, or at least usually benign at first, but then progressive, and then radical, and then all-controlling, and even leading to Marxism. And then a dictatorship, and then the end of the American way of life. We need to teach our children and our young accordingly. They will learn from others and never know the America we knew or the lifestyle we so thoroughly enjoyed or took for granted. We older and more mature in the American way of life lived the best of times. We worked, we competed, we learned. We made mistakes, but we persevered. There are many, many in this younger generation who want to do the very same thing. I do hope and pray that our America is preserved for them. We were possessed of good work ethic, and so are many of them. We sought to achieve and accomplish the fruits of our labors, and so will many of the younger generations. So many of us, I especially, I hope and pray for just the very same thing for my children and grandchildren, and the very same for all the young of this world, and your children and your grandchildren. I hope you feel the same way. And that cannot happen unless we know and teach precisely what socialism is, and what capitalism is, and compare them and allow them to compete. Capitalism is the economic substance of the democratic way of life. Democracy in America. So stand up and defend that way of life, my fellow Americans. Defend capitalism and democracy. Correct it when it needs correction, and it does. And make sure that it stays at work in our great country. And remember, for capitalism and for all those precious freedoms we now enjoy, if they are once lost in the voracious, destructive jaws of a radical socialism, they are lost forever.